Welcome to our Mother's Day service. Mother's Day is a day of love. Let us begin with our call to worship. God is good. Sing and shout. God is good. God is good. And when I think of his love for me, for in his heart there is room for me. Let us sing our first hymn, which is, Oh, 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 how good is the Lord. Jennifer, would you like to come out first and tell us what you did for your mum this morning or what you gave her? Just leave these just now. Right, so what did you do for your mum this morning?
We gave her a card and wee toys.
You gave her a card and?
Little plushies.
Oh, and little
plushies.
And does she like them?
Yeah, I think so.
You think so? Well, she likes best
like them. Do you like them?
That's good. Well done, girls. Right, Katie, what did you do or give to your mum this morning?
I gave my mum a candle and told her I loved her.
Oh, well, that's lovely. And told you love. Well, that's spoiled my next bit of talk. Right, Kingston, it become your mum, unfortunately, to take your wee sister out. But you come and tell me what you did for your mum this morning.
I don't know.
Did you give her a present? Nope. Did you give her a big kiss? Sorry? And a hug? A big hug. But you actually said something really nice about your mum later on. Millie, what did you do with your mum this morning? And be honest.
Well, I was supposed to make her breakfast, but I woke up late, so she made her own breakfast.
But you've got her a...
I got her a jacket, though.
You got her a jacket, so that's absolutely fine. Okay, what did you do, Jacob?
I made my mum a great card, and I also done is I got a present for my mum.
Well done. And did she like your card?
Yes.
Right. You know, mums do a lot of jobs, and some jobs are quite easy and some are more difficult. So everybody's got a yes and a no card. Okay, now, even if you're not a mum, you have to use your imagination and you've got to say whether this is a good job, an easy job, or not an easy job. So, Caroline, would you like to come up and tell us, first of all, what you do with your mum?
She sometimes goes running with me.
Sometimes her mum goes running with her. Now, going out for a run, an easy job, or a not easy job? Oh. Oh. Seems to be a lot of no's.
Yeah, there is.
Well, the people that said yes, can we just add that also this day you went out a run with your child and the rain came on and it became muddy.
It was.
And, but we're just making this up.
Yeah.
And your child fell and screamed blue murder and you had to carry them all the way home. Is it still a good job? Hard luck. Right, Katie, what does your mum do for you?
She cleans the house.
She cleans the house. Good, easy job, hard job? Oh. Well, the ones that were honest enough to say yes, how does it feel when you've just cleaned that kitchen floor and it's looking beautiful and your child's outside playing and they come in and you shout to them, take your boots off? And they don't, and they walk to the fridge, and then they walk to the sink, and then they walk to the door, and your floor is in a right mess again. Still a good job? Hard luck, Katie. Right then, Jennifer, what did you say your mum did?
Cooking.
Your mum did the cooking. So come on, easy job, hard job? Oh, you've got quite a lot of yeses. So, all those people that are saying yes, just think, you've spent all afternoon making a lovely chicken pie with lovely vegetables, whereupon your child screams for a solid half hour and says that they want chicken nuggets or nothing. So, who likes cooking for their children? Oh, your granny's a good, but not as many. Right, Kingston, what did you say your mum did?
Went take me walks at feeding the ducks.
Uh-huh. On holiday, wasn't it?
No, feeding the ducks.
Oh, it's feeding the ducks now. Okay then. So, an easy job. Is it still easy when these ducks chase you? Okay. Right then, I'm leaving you to the end, Millie. Right, out you come then, Jacob. What does your mum do for you?
Ironing.
She does the ironing. So, an easy job? Oh, look at that. So, the ones that said yes, these odd women that like ironing, do you still like ironing when you've ironed all the clothes, you've taken them through, and then you find later on that the child has thrown them on the floor and danced on them and they need to be ironed again? Still a good job? No, you've had it, I'm afraid. Okay. Your mum's still saying yes, you've got a good mum. Right, Millie? And I haven't embellished Millie's at all. And when you come to vote, remember we're in the church. What does your mum help you with?
She helps me with my percentages.
With her percentage sums, like 25% of 72. Easy or difficult? And we will be checking the people that say yes that they got the right answer. But most of them have said no. Your mum says yes. Well, we'll ask her later on what the answer is. Being a mum is not always easy. Sometimes it's hard. So why do mums keep on doing it? Why do they keep on washing and ironing?
Because they love you.
Because they love us, yes. And God's like that. God loves us. Mums love us unconditionally, and God loves us unconditionally. No matter what. But it took us a long time to actually get these answers out from the children, because these were not the answers they wanted to give us last week, weren't they not? Here's the answers they really wanted to give us, which will make you happy. So what did you really want to say, Jennifer, about your mum?
Caroline,
I know. I get it wrong all the time.
She's kind to me.
She's kind to me. What did you want to say, Katie?
She makes me feel better.
She makes you feel?
Better.
She makes you feel better. Jennifer?
She listens to me.
She listens to me.
Feed the ducks.
You also said that she looked after?
Dallas.
She looks after you and your little?
Sister.
Sister. Millie?
She supports me.
She supports you.
She gives me cuddles when I'm feeling sad.
And she makes you laugh, doesn't
she? And she makes me laugh.
And these are lovely words, words that mums like to hear. And you've all got a present for your mum, so you go and give your mum the present now. And your mum had to take your wee sister back to the hall, so you give it to your dad. Mums put up with a lot from their children, and Mother's Day is a day when we can thank them and give them a hug. God also puts up with a lot from us. Sometimes we disappoint him or we make him sad, but when we pray to God, it's like giving him a big hug. And now Jane is going to lead us in prayer.
Let us pray. Dear God, we thank you for your great love for us. We thank you for all the people who love us, mums, dads, relatives, all our church family. We pray today for all mothers, mothers who have children, mothers who have lost children, mothers who have sick children, women who have not been able to be mothers. Please give them strength, support and comfort, and let them know your love. All this we ask in Jesus' name, who taught us when we pray to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. We will now sing HAPP Only.
I wonder when you last sang that one. It's funny how things come. It wasn't the original chorus that I'd chosen. And then that one came into my head. And I'm just preparing you, because it's been in my head for the last fortnight and you can't get it out of your head. I don't know that it's how I sang it. I think I sang S-A-V-E-D and L-O-V-E-D, but that's the one that Google came up with, and Google's all king. So I was thinking, when did I last sing that? And I reckon it must be about 60 years ago when I was a very young Sunday school teacher. And as a child, it was probably 70 years ago. Now, I'm not going to embarrass you to ask you how long ago it was that you sang that. But if you can beat my 70, you can tell me about it later on. And I think we're almost ready. The children and Lynn have got a story to tell us all about Jesus' love. So if you want to come over, and boys, if you want to sit there, and that's girls, you wait over there, and that's us almost ready. Okay? Okay. There we go.
Jesus had been preaching to huge crowds about God, and now he was resting. The disciples were determined to make sure that Jesus got a good rest. But the mothers in the nearby village heard that Jesus was near, and they wanted to take their children for Jesus to bless them.
Be quiet. We just want our children to see Jesus.
Go away.
We want Jesus to bless our children.
What is going on here?
We want to see Jesus.
No, it's just noisy children.
We were sending them away.
No, don't send them away. I love children. I want to meet them now. Show me where they are. Everyone has to behave like a child.
At the time Jesus was preaching, children were not considered to be important and were mainly ignored by the important people of the church. But Jesus not only loved children, he wanted to meet them, talk to them, and share his love. He also said that adults had to be like children. Children believe unconditionally. They trust completely. They accept God and Jesus' love without scepticism or doubt. Jesus says we must believe and trust in God and him like that, like a child, to accept unquestionable all the gifts he has given us. Thank you to our wonderful children for doing that wee drama. Thank you. Now let us sing, I Have Seen the Golden Sunshine.
thank you very much to the Jigsaw children and the leaders for helping us today. They're going to go back to the hall and they're coming back later at the very end. Thank you very much indeed. Thank you. Grace will now give our reading.
Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I have everything I need. He lets me rest in green pastures. He leads me to calm water. He gives me new strength. He leads me on paths that are right for the good of his name. Even if I walk through a very dark valley, I will not be afraid, because you are with me. Your rod and your staff comfort me. You prepare a meal for me in front of my enemies. You pour oil on my head. You fill my cup to overflowing. Surely your goodness and love will be with me all my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
Thank you, Grace. I have mild reading dyslexia, about full-grown spelling dyslexia. I have great difficulty spelling words correctly. Do not believe people, especially teachers, who tell you that you just need to read more or work harder or study more to be able to spell. That may work for many, but not for all, and definitely not for me. My mum and dad knew me. They knew my problem and helped me. They could not make me into a great speller. There was no magic pill or different way of learning, but they helped me and they guided me. Firstly, into accepting that this was how I was, and I had to find a way to live with it. They taught me the importance of preparing, always having a dictionary handy, always doing a draft copy and check spelling. As a teacher, I always looked at the next day's work and wrote out words correctly spelt that I thought the children would ask me for. They also got me to embrace my difficulty and use it to my advantage. And it definitely helped me to understand and help other children with learning difficulties. And it also gave me courage to sometimes tell children that I didn't know how to spell that word, but I would show them how we could find it out together. My mum and dad were very special to me, but not to the rest of the world. They were ordinary parents, just like your parents and how you are as parents. Parents love and care for their children. They know their children. They know what they are like. They know what they need. They guide and protect them. They celebrate who they are. They are with them in the good days and the hard days, and they never give up on them. God is like a parent. He loves and cares for us. He knows what we are like, what we need. He guides and protects us, loves us unconditionally on the good days and the hard days, and always wants to be with us. Psalm 23 tells us this. Psalm 23 is not a handbook for shepherds. In the psalm, God is referred to as a shepherd, and we are the sheep. The psalm is all about God's relationship with us, which is similar to the relationship of a parent with their children. The relationship where the parent, God, knows best and wants us to listen and follow his guidance. This is why God is compared to a shepherd. The shepherd is the complete caregiver and leader of his sheep. Like a parent, God knows what we need, and he has given us all we need. God knows we need food and water and shelter, and all these things are in the world he has given us. But God also knows, often better than we do ourselves, that we also need time in our lives to rest, to reflect, to find peace, to appreciate the world God has given us, and to gain comfort from his care. He knows the peace that comes to us from quietly worshipping him and praying to him. And when we do, we can then feel his presence all around us. The psalm tells us God guides us and gives us strength. He does not magically make everything right or wonderful for us. We all at some times experience some pain and disappointment. But if we trust God, he gives us the strength to cope with all that happens to us. Often, when we have a problem, we really know the answer. And when we pray to God and talk about our problems, in that quiet time, we find the answer. The psalm also tells us of God's faithfulness. He never gives up on us. He never stops caring for us, no matter how old we get or think that we no longer need God's care and help. We may give up on God, but he never gives up on us. The psalm tells us that if we trust in God, we will find peace and comfort. God gives us hope, no matter how difficult things are. God is always with us. The psalm also tells us of God's blessing. When we celebrate Easter, we talk about the hope of the resurrection and eternal life given to us by Jesus, by Jesus' death. But the psalm also tells us that if we love God, if we honour him and follow his guidance, we will live with him in heaven. To sum up, God is like a parent. He cares for us, guides us, helps us. He knows us. He knows all the things that are easy for us and the things that are difficult for us. And the most wonderful thing is that God is with us and loves us at all times, no matter what we can or cannot do. He loves us just as we are. He is with us at all times, in every season and situation, in the green pastures and still waters, the good times in our lives. He's with us. In the dark valley, the hard and difficult times, he is with us. Just like loving parents, God cares for us. God guides, provides, protects, and comforts us all our lives, and ultimately brings us home to live with him in heaven. God's faithfulness is never ending. Let us sing, "Great is thy faithfulness."
Thank you.
Our offering will now be taken. Let us pray. Dear God, we give thanks for your presence in our lives. Bless these offerings that they may be used to advance your kingdom and glorify your name. Amen. And Jean will now lead us in prayers for others.
Let us pray. Lord God, Father and Mother of us all, we come before you today on this Mothering Sunday. We pray for all the mothers in the world who have borne children and surrounded them with love, a love which is given unconditionally and is all forgiving. We thank you for our mothers, for all who have nurtured us, for all who have cared for us and guided us with love. We pray for those who have not had the love of a mother. We pray for women who have longed to be mothers. Surround them all with your love, bringing healing, comfort, and hope. We pray for all the mothers whose children are born in a war zone or whose children are at war. Give them courage and resilience. May there be peace where there are wars. Give those who are involved in wars the will to bring peace. We pray for the mothers whose children are born in poverty. Give them the strength to survive. Give us the love to support those in poverty in any way we can. We pray for the mothers whose children are ill, dying, or who grieve. May they be comforted. We pray especially for Janet Orr. Hold her close to you. We pray for the mothers whose children are far away. May they keep them close in their hearts. We pray for all those who have been like a mother to others, aunts, grands, cousins, friends, adopted and foster parents. May the love they have given be cherished. On this Mothering Sunday, we pray for our Mother Church here in Forth. The building has stood for 150 years as a place of worship, and it will go on as a witness to your love, which is given unconditionally and is all forgiving. As we move on into the future, guide us and be with us as your church family. We give thanks for the church which supports us, nourishes us and helps us to grow in faith. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Our last hymn today is Love Divine or Love Excelling. The children are at the back and do have a little treat for everyone since it's Mother's Day. As we leave today, may our hearts be full of gratitude for the unconditional love shown to us by our mothers, by Jesus, and by God. Amen. Well, you're getting a special one. We're just going to wait up at the back, Kingston, so that everybody gets one as they go out. But that was very kind of you. Well done. We'll give you a clap. Well done.